All right, we're going to kick this thing off. We'll be brief. I know Ars told me I'm the one that kicks it off, so we'll make this brief. Want to welcome, obviously, Jake Long, this beautiful bride, probably better half, dynamic wife, Jackie, to the Rams family. If I had any statement to say, I think we've said many times before, hey, teams win games, individuals don't, but you need a lot of talented individuals to make up good teams. And within each team, there's position groups and things like that that have to play kind of within the team and their own team. And one of those groups is the offensive line. And I always say they need to be – the sum of the parts need to be better than the individuals because they have to work together. But Jake's got – you know, mom, dad, God gave him a lot of talent. But I can remember way back when he was coming out of Michigan, he's got what it takes in the intangible department to help bring that group together. So with that – Pass it to
Jake.
Oh, me now?
Yeah.
It's all you, Jake.
I'll just say this. I think, again, from a coaching perspective, obviously, we've got to thank the work that went in on behalf of Les and Kevin and the support we got from Stan. And then, of course, Jake and Jackie and his representatives. It was a long process. It went a little bit longer than we thought it would go. It's been some time has come now and passed since the time we agreed to terms. But we're finally great and excited to have Jake in the building. So with that, we'll open it to questions for Jake.
Well, I'll just start off and say thank you to Mr. Kroenke and Les and Coach Fisher and Kevin Demoff for giving me this opportunity to be part of the Rams. It's an amazing honor. I'm very excited, and I'm ready to get to work and win a lot of games and championships and ready to get it going.
So what did you do in Miami? Were you there about a week and a half after you agreed?
Yeah, just getting my whole life in order. Went back home and, you know, my wife and I just slept on the decision and ended up committing here and very excited about it. And then just trying to move our lives and figure everything out. And we drove up last Saturday and moved here. And so we're here now for good.
So when you saw the foot of snow on Sunday, did you have a second thought?
No, not at all. Actually, I grew up in Michigan, so I'm used to that type of weather. My wife grew up in northern Nevada, so she's used to the snow. So. We've been out of it for a little bit, but, you know, it's like riding a bike. We adapted well in it.
Questions?
Jake, what do you think you can bring to this team?
I'm going to bring what I always bring, leadership. I'm going to come in day one, and I'm the type of guy that leads by example. Love to come to practice and work, get better every single day. Learn from the coaches, and just try to help this offense, this team win games, and I'm going to do everything I can to help this team get better.
Jake, when you left here initially and you had not signed, how close were you to signing, and why didn't you that first
trip? Well, I think both sides, you know, that's the business side of it, and both sides want to be happy with the deal, and, you know, I think we all wish it would have got done a little bit quicker, but you know, it took a little longer, and just thought about it for a little bit and made the right decision, and I'm just happy that it finally got done.
Most times teams don't let great left tackles go out into the market. How do you think it just didn't happen in Miami that they even let you out there with the potential to leave?
You know, I can't speak for them. All I can say about Miami is they gave me my start in the NFL. Mr. Ross is an amazing owner, and I have nothing but great things to say about him and the fans and the teammates I played with there. And that was my home for the last 5 years. And, you know, it was just time to move on. It was time to make a decision if I wanted to go somewhere. And this was the right decision for myself and my wife. And I'm very happy to be part of St. Louis.
What are you doing or what do you have left in terms of rehab
from the tricep? Well, I've been working with Reggie, the trainer. Started Monday. And I'm feeling great. You know, I'm about 4 months out of surgery and feeling strong and working real hard and, you know, just ready to get back out on the field and get all this rehab stuff behind me and feeling great.
Are you aware of great left tackle used to play your position here? Mm-hmm. I know Pacey, did you grow up watching him when he was at Ohio State?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's one of the greats to play, and especially a Big Ten guy. And, you know, I'd love watching him in the pass pro. No one barely ever got around him, and then just maul people in the run game. So he's definitely a guy that I grew up watching, and to be able to follow in his footsteps here, I'm excited about.
Can I say something? That's a politically correct answer. Because there's no way a Michigan guy ever watched an Ohio State guy.
I said Big Ten guy. He's a Big Ten guy.
How much have the injuries affected you the last couple of years? I know there's a lot playing through them.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely frustrating. You know, the last couple of years I've had to battle through some injuries, and it definitely wasn't ideal, but I think I battled through them well. And now, honestly, this is the best I've felt in years, maybe ever. And I'm just excited to get back to my old self and to feeling healthy and strong and go out there and help this team win.
Have you had a chance to talk to Sam or communicate with him?
Yeah, actually, he's been in this whole week, so met him on Monday and been able to talk to him the last few days, and just watched him from afar these last few years in the NFL. Just a big fan of his. Big guy, strong guy, tough, has a rocket for an arm, and I'm really excited to play for him.
Well, he threw for you guys won the game, but he threw for a lot of yards against you in Miami.
Yeah, he's a hell of a quarterback and young, and he's only going to get better just a tough guy. Heard a lot of great things about him.
Did he give you a big hug when he first saw you?
No, it was, it was all smiles. I was excited to meet him. I think he was excited. And, it's going to be fun to get out to work and actually get out to football and make it happen.
Jeff, in this process, what did you need to see, whether it was medical or whatever, that made you comfortable making this move?
Well, initially when the process started, our interest was in the medical, just to see how in fact Jake was, and I felt kind of bad for him because he'd spent a week in an MRI tube, you know. And but when, you know, we got through it, we got the thumbs up, he felt great, our doctors felt really good about it, and then that's really when we started the process.
Coach, how does a dominant Pro Bowl tackle change everything?
Well, it creates a comfort level for the quarterback. Because he can trust that his backside is protected, and allows us to do different things with protections, allows us to do different things with backs, with tight ends and such. And plus, not only, was Jake over, his early in his career, short career at this point, the best pass protectors in the game. He's also an outstanding run blocker, and that, that's a big part of our offense.
So will you be here for a while now, or?
I'm here for good. Moved up. We drove up Saturday from Miami. Took about 20 hours and brought all our clothes and everything. So we're here for good.
You know, you're making a lot of money. You could have flown over.
Well, we have a dog, and I wanted to have my truck up here, so we had to drive.
Anything else, guys? All right, thank you. We'll have one-on-ones with the TVs, with Jake, and with Coach, and that's going to be available on the side for a minute if somebody wants to talk.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, guys, real quick, I'm going to take a picture with
Jerry. Okay. All
right. Sorry.
Hey, we're going to take a...
I think we're doing this. How
we doing?
We're modeling.
Just hold it up and look. Hold it up. Okay. Yep, right here. Yeah. And then we'll get these guys out the way and let the TV get in.
Mm-hmm. Look right here real quick.
And if you guys could just hold it just 1 second, let the TV cameras get shot.
You
guys good? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Charlie, you first up, man, if you're ready.